Welcome to the Bayside Church Weekly Message Audio Podcast, Cheltenham.
I want to continue our Refresh series, and I want to thank Jim McMillan for stepping in for me last weekend. He was going to be preaching this weekend, and so he and I just swapped, and I really appreciate Jim just stepping in and ministering last weekend. I heard the message was amazing. Is that right? Loved it. It's still online if you missed it. I still haven't listened to the message, but I'm going to do that this week, called Things That Bring Refreshing. And so just go to our Bayside Church website and you can pick that up. Now, the message notes are on the YouVersion Bible app. So if you've got an iDevice there, you can just go to YouVersion and click on live and then search Bayside Church AU and you will find the message notes. And now we're also uploading the message notes on the Bayside Church website when we upload the message on Monday. So you can get the message notes there as well. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11 together. Matthew chapter 11. The title of the message is Light and Easy. It sounds like a diet because it is a diet. This is the Jesus diet. Light and easy. And we're going to pick it up from verse 25. And it says, at that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's got to be one of my favorite passages of Scripture. Let me put that in context for you, because all the way through chapter 11, in fact, through much of the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew is talking about the encounters that Jesus was having, the difficult encounters that he was having with the religious people of the day. And so there was problems with them. If you go to verse 18, for example, Jesus is addressing there with the religious leaders their constant criticism. They criticized John the Baptist for one thing, and then Jesus came along and they found something to criticize about Jesus. It says in verse 18, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said he has a demon. So here's a man, when it says he wasn't eating, it didn't mean that he was constantly fasting, but he just wasn't given to rich food. He was eating basically a diet of fruit and honey, and just a very basic wilderness subsistence diet, and he didn't drink any alcohol, and all the religious people of the day looked at him and said, oh, he's probably got a demon. And so when Jesus comes along, Jesus comes with a very different manner of life to John the Baptist. And Jesus addresses that in verse 19. He says, the Son of Man came eating and drinking. In other words, we see a lot of Jesus' ministry, especially to the up and out and the down and out, was when he was just hanging out with them and eating with them. And so Jesus was completely opposite of John the Baptist. He came eating and drinking, and they say, here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And so, if you'll excuse the phrase, with the religious of Jesus' day, and it probably nothing has changed, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. You just can't win. Jesus finishes with a great statement there. He says, wisdom is proved right by her actions. In other words, those who are truly wise will understand why John the Baptist behaved like he did and why I have behaved like I have, says Jesus, if you're really wise and get insight. See, Jesus was interested in connecting with people. not just the religious. He was interested in connecting with all sorts of people so that they might know how much God loves them and come into a personal relationship with a creator who loves them and wants to be gracious and merciful to them. And so that's the context here. Jesus is speaking about the resistance of the religious. And it culminates in that wonderful invitation that we read a moment ago. Let me read it one more time from verse 28 to 30, where Jesus is saying, probably in a loud voice to the crowd, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened by religion, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." It's light and easy. That's Jesus' yoke. So right there you get insight into how Jesus likes his eggs. Over easy. Let's have a look at the yoke, first of all. It's the Greek word zugos, Z-U-G-O-S, zugos. And it means to join. It refers to servitude. It refers to a law or an obligation. And it was also the Greek word used of the beam that connects two scales together. I've got some pictures of different types of yoke. If we can flash these up, and there's not a picture of eggs here at all. The first one is an animal yoke. If we can have that up on the three screens, that would be wonderful. An animal yoke. Thank you. Animal yoke. See, the yoke there is joining two animals together. The second one is the yoke of slavery. If we can bring that up on the screen, we'll see that. Have you seen 12 Years a Slave? I watched that the other night. I've just finished reading the book and then went to see the movie, which has got to be one of the most horrendous films that I have ever seen. But what an amazing insight into slavery and how despicable it really is. There you can see two slaves are yoked together with wood around their necks, and of course the others are joined by a rope. And then the last picture that we'll bring up is the scales, and the beam that holds the two scales together is also referred to as a yoke. And so a yoke is anything that joins two things together. It can join two animals, it can join people together, or it can join people with a religious system. And that's what Jesus is speaking about here. Now, there are a number of yokes in the Bible. It's used as a symbol in the Bible of four different things. There is the yoke of slavery. It speaks about that in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, where God is speaking of the yoke of slavery that was on the necks of the Israelites when they were in Egypt. He said you were under a yoke of slavery. You were joined when you were living in Egypt. You were joined to slavery. It also talks in the Bible about a yoke of affliction in Lamentations 3:27, where people are literally joined to affliction, yoked to it. It talks about the yoke of the punishment of sin. When someone broke a law, and same in our society today, when someone breaks a law, they are punished for their law breaking. They are yoked to punishment. They are joined together for punishment because of a law that has been broken. We call that justice. And then fourthly, there is a yoke of the laws and traditions of religion, and particularly talking here in the context of false religion. And this is the state when the state of things when Jesus came. People were burdened by the extreme demands of the religion of the day. Or to use Jesus' words in Matthew 11 and verse 28, they were weary and they were burdened. I want you to think about those two words for a moment, because we've all experienced those things, haven't we? We've all been weary at different times. Probably most of us have been weary at some point in time this week. It's not a nice feeling. And then you go to bed and you have a good sleep and you wake up in the morning and suddenly everything's a whole lot better than it was the night before. Why? Because you're not weary anymore. And to be burdened, to be weighed down by the cares of life or by things that are going on. The people that Jesus was speaking to here, the everyday people, were weary and burdened by the expectations of the religious system that they were under. speaking of the religious leaders in Matthew 23 and verse 4, Jesus said, they tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. That's what the religious system was like in Jesus' day. People tied up heavy loads, placed them on people's shoulders, but the religious leaders didn't do anything to help. And Jesus is coming along here saying, I have come to help. All of you who are weary and burdened by the religious expectations of the day, chuck it off and take my yoke upon you, because it's easy and it's light. American writer Henry Mencken described religion in this way. He said, religion is the haunting fear that someone somewhere might be happy. What a great statement. I trust there's no happiness going on in here. By the time Jesus came, the Jewish leaders had turned the Ten Commandments into 613 laws. Religion had become heavy and onerous. I did a printout of all the laws. These are the 613 laws of the religious system of Jesus' day. I tried to staple it together this afternoon. I broke my stapler. So that's why I've got this little butterfly clip on it, because it's the only way I could keep these pieces of paper together. 613 laws. Now, some of the laws are very, very good, but some of them, you look at them and you go, what were they thinking? Who could ever live under them? No wonder the people were weary and burdened by the religion of the day. Now, I want to demonstrate to you this evening how burdened and weary the people had become. And so I would like a few volunteers, if I may. And Luke, you can be one of them. Okay, and Aaron McKillop's going to be one as well. But hey, hands up, who would like to come up and just give me a hand with this? Come on, Bergs, right, come on, you guys. Yeah, Joey Russell. I need a few more. Okay, I need you just to stand down there for now. Okay. All right, no, this is not enough. This is not enough. Come on, those of you who want to be volunteers, come on. That's it. Right, what a fine bunch. Okay, so I need someone to be the weary, burdened Christian, a person of the day. Not a Christian, not yet. Joe Russell. Come on up. All right. I want you to stand about there. That would be really, really good. Now, we're not going to go through all of the 613 laws, just so you know, because we'll be here for a long time. But I've just picked a few of them just to demonstrate to you how weary and burdened the people would become. And so, Joe, I just want you to face that way, if you would, please, because people are going to come up and they're going to put their hands on your shoulders. All right, so, James, I want you to come up and just put your hands on Joe's shoulders, okay? Now, you're part of the law. Law number 22 was that you had to learn the Torah. All right, so you are learning the Torah. That's a number of things it could be, but probably the first five books of what we would refer to as the Old Testament or the Hebrew Scriptures. So you had to memorize that by the age of 12 or 13, whether you were a boy or a girl. So you had to memorize Genesis and Exodus and Numbers and Joshua and Deuteronomy. Anyone feeling weary and burdened just at the very thought of that? Okay, so there's 612 other laws, just in case you're wondering. All right, Bergs, you can get up there and put your hands on James's shoulders. Andrew Bergen was with us back in the funeral parlor days 22 years ago. I've known him since he was tall. All right, one of the laws was that if a city was given to idol worship, your responsibility was to burn the city. So that's pretty burdensome. So you're Berg the Burner. All right, that's your new name, mate. Okay, do we have anyone with a beard? No. Anyone here with a beard? Who's got a beard? Would you want to come up? That'll be good. All right, we need someone with a beard, all right? Thank you. So I want you to put your hands on Andrew, if you can reach. All right, because One of the laws was that men must not shave the hair off the sides of their head and must not shave their beards with a razor. All right, so I just want you to know that. Thank you for being obedient. Right, now, Luke, you're going to hop in next, mate. I've picked you because you've got tattoos, because Law 72 says not to tattoo the skin. Okay. Actually, Patricia, you come up next. I should have put you behind Andrew Bergen just for a laugh. Okay, you put your hands on Luke's shoulders. Right. That's great. All right, your law is you have to pray every day. That's okay. That's an easy law. All right. Nah, who we got next? Okay, we're going to have Aaron. Aaron McKillop, you come on up. All right, your law, each male must write their own Torah scroll. So you can do that this week, all right? You have to write down Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Joshua, and Deuteronomy. Okay, so you can get that done by next weekend.
Probably Wednesday I'll have that done.
Okay, that'd be great. That's good. You were about due to honor me anyway, so that would be really appreciated. Okay, Chris, you come on up. So I've got to choose these laws wisely. This is about circumcising all males on the eighth day. So I'm not going to interview you. All right, Luke, you come on up. This one, you know, is just, I think, is absolutely horrendous, but this is one of the 613 laws, and that is that a rapist must marry his victim if she is unwed. Isn't that horrendous? That was one of the laws. I kid you not. I was absolutely gobsmacked. Now, the next lot are a lot of food rules. So, Zizi, you come on up. You can be the food rules. Okay. And there's all sorts of food laws. You can embody them all. Okay. So, you're not allowed to eat non-kosher flying insects. Apparently, there are kosher ones. You are not to eat non-kosher creatures that crawl on the land. You are not allowed to eat non-kosher maggots. No problem with that. Okay, you're not to eat worms found in fruit on the ground. And a number of others, pages of them here. Okay, Vivian, you come on up. All right, your law is that you're not allowed to wear clothing of mixed cloth. So you can't wear wool and linen together. I'm not sure. Have you got wool and linen on? So is that mixture? Because we have to excommunicate you. Sorry. It's been lovely knowing you, and thank you for your time here at Bayside. And then there's lots of lots and lots and lots of other laws. Okay, laws 301 to 450, James. That's all the temple and sacrificial laws, okay? You embody all of them. You feeling burdened yet, Joe? All right. You can just see, and then from 450 on, all the purification laws. So, David, maybe you can be the purification laws. That would be great. I'll just see if there's any more here. There's pages after pages after pages after pages. Okay. Oh, no, this is a good one. All right. Russell? Okay. Yeah. Had to pick on you eventually. No, he's got nothing to do with circumcision. Go and get to the end of the... But this is certainly something that you could do, you know, with your business, with all of those people that you employ. The worker must not eat while on hired time. Okay. Sorry about those who work with Russ. And then, so you get the idea, right? So that's 613 laws. Isn't that amazing? Now, I want you to hold on really, really tight to each other. Okay, Joe, I want you to pull them all along. Don't try and move anybody. Okay, because laws don't move. Okay, come on, hold on nice and tight. Pull them along, Joe. Joe, pull, come on. I thought she was a personal trainer. Does anyone? What is recreation really like? Come on, Joe, pull them. Come on, you little pocket rocket. It's all right, just talk amongst yourselves for about half an hour and then we'll come back. And all right, so how do you feel, Joe?
Weary and burdened.
Okay, so stand up nice and straight. So Jesus came along, right, in the midst of all of this, and he said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isn't that great? So what he did was he came along and he got rid of this lot, okay, except for Patricia can come here. All right, the rest of you can sit down and I'll have Patricia and Aaron. Okay. How good is this? Joe, no, Joe, you've got to stay. Put your hands together for these guys. Thank you so much for your help. Now, Joey, you can stand here, okay? And Patricia, you can come in behind Joe. All right. Maybe just stand sideways so everybody can see you. Face. That's it. Yeah. And you come in behind her. Goodness me. This is like, no, I won't say. It's like working with children. Aaron, you go and stand in there. That's great. All right. Now you stand and hold on to each other. Okay. So Jesus comes along and he gets rid of all 613 and he keeps two. He keeps two. And he said, the most important one was love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then he said, the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Or he kind of rephrased the second one when he gave it to the disciples. He said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, so you should also love one another. That's it. And when you get into Romans 12, the Apostle Paul said, loving your neighbor as yourself summarizes the entire Old Testament law. All of this summarized. Love your neighbor as yourself. Isn't that great? All right. Walk along together. The yoke is easy and the burden is light. Beautiful. Put your hands together for those guys, would you? That's Jesus' light and easy diet. Faith in Jesus Christ is the best way to lose religious weight. Come to me. Theologian Albert Barnes, in his commentary on Matthew 11, put it this way, of all the yokes ever imposed on people, that of the Redeemer is the lightest. Let me read that same passage to you before we finish up from the Amplified Bible, first of all. This is Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, relief and ease, and refreshment and recreation or recreation and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, it is useful, good. It's not harsh or hard or sharp or pressing, but my yoke is comfortable, gracious, and pleasant, and my burden is light and easy to be borne. Eugene Peterson in the Message Bible put it this way: are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me and watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. When the Christians took this message into the world after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, just like Jesus had constantly battled against the religious people of his day, so his followers had the same challenges. Only just a few years into the first century church, we get to Acts 15, and we find there a group of Gentiles who have come to faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior, only to be told by Jewish religious leaders that it wasn't enough to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They also had to be circumcised, and they also had to follow the law of Moses, obey the law of Moses. The church leaders all got together, and you can read the whole discussion in Acts chapter 15. But Peter got up and said these words in verses 10 and 11. He says, "Now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the necks of the disciples a yoke that neither we nor our fathers have been able to bear? No, we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved just as they are." Jesus's yoke is light and easy. A number of decades later, the Apostle Paul wrote these words to the Galatian Christians in chapter 5 and verse 1. "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Jesus' yoke is light and easy. Take a big, deep breath in. And go, aren't you glad you're already pleasing to God because of Jesus? Before you do anything, you are pleasing to Him and in right relationship with Him because of Jesus Christ. Let's bow in prayer together. Hallelujah. Father, just thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for sending your Son to abolish the old yoke of law and to give us a new yoke that is light and easy. Lord, we can love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We can love our neighbor as ourselves. We can remember those two things. We can put those two things into practice in our daily lives, loving you, loving others. Thank you for the simplicity of the gospel, the simplicity of life in you, and of all the yokes that we could have chosen to wear, we are so grateful that we have chosen to wear yours. We relax in you, we are refreshed in you, we rejoice in you. Just while everyone remains bowed in the presence of God with your eyes closed, before we finish up, as always, I want to give opportunity for anyone who has never, ever accepted God's grace through Jesus to do that right now. God is calling you into a relationship with Himself. He loves you. He is not waiting for you to get your act together. He is not waiting for you to become perfect. He's not wanting you to become all religious. He wants you to come into a relationship with Himself, to know His love, and to love Him in return. And because His love will become resident in your life, you will find it easier to love others, to love your neighbor as yourself. If you would like to come into such a relationship, I'm not going to embarrass you in any way, but I would ask you right now just to raise your hand where you are to indicate to God and to me that you would like to come into relationship with Him. Anyone at all, just lift your hand now. Lord, I just pray for all the people in this auditorium, and I pray for everyone watching online, that if anyone here doesn't know you yet, Lord God, thank you that they've connected with us and you in this service. And I pray that you will watch over them, keep them safe, make yourself real to them, and at the right time in the right way, draw them into a loving relationship with yourself. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful night together, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Why don't we stand together? We're going to finish up with a song. Thanks, God.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this weekly message audio podcast. If you'd like to listen to more messages and find out more information, check out our website at www.baysidechurch.com.au. Church has changed. Check it out.